Once upon a time, there was a very cute little Scottish bee, christened by his parents Muscle Bee. Muscle Bee was born without a sting or a genetic defect, passed down to him by his great-great-grandfather Big Daddy Bee. Muscle Bee was picked on by the other boy bees because of his size and the fact that he had no stinger and couldn't fight back. His best friend and protector was Battle Bee, who, although big and tough, was soft-hearted and lacked the quick-mindedness of Muscle Bee. Battle Bee would beat up the other boy bees that tried to hurt little Muscle Bee. Muscle Bee in his adolescence began to work out to develop his muscles, because Battle Bee now had a very smart girlfriend by the name of Adora Bee. Dean Richmond, the investment banker, and his socialite wife Vivi were very wealthy, because as his economic professor mentor always told him, listen to that quiet inner voice when investing. Dean was not the most polite or caring man on earth. One day he stepped on the grass where Battle Bee and his girlfriend Adora Bee were having a picnic and squashed Battle Bee to death. Fortunately, Adora Bee survived, but only after spending many months in the bee hospital intensive care unit. Muscle Bee was understandably depressed and heartbroken after Battle Bee's death. He vowed to take care of Adora Bee in her convalescence, which would be very costly. How would Muscle Bee pay for the hospital bills? Mr. Richmond refused to pay for Adora Bee's medical care. Muscle Bee was consumed with animus toward Dean Richmond's cold-heartedness and decided to take him to court. Dean's dream team lawyers, headed by the bombastic Johnny Cockroach, argued that the shoe print at the crime scene could not have been Mr. Richmond's, because it was too small. In his final arguments, Johnny Cockroach's words still rang in Muscle Bee's ears: if the shoe doesn't fit, you must acquit. Muscle Bee was determined to make Dean pay, but how? One day Muscle Bee flew over Dean's house and spied him and his rich friends having a pool party. If only Muscle Bee had a stinger. Since he had been working out, his muscles were very strong. Muscle Bee flew as fast as he could and began punching Dean in the nose with all his might. However, Dean only complained to his wife Vivi that his nose was very itchy. Then Muscle Bee got the idea. One day, when Dean was talking on his cell phone out by his pool, he crawled into Dean's ear, and when Dean would say, "cell," Muscle Bee would whisper, "bye," and then of course, when Dean heard that quiet inner voice, he would correct himself and repeat what Muscle Bee had whispered. In no time, Dean was a poor man. He lost all of his assets, and Vivi left him for the pool guy. Meanwhile, Muscle Bee and Adora Bee were married in a quaint beach chapel near Santa Barbara. Soon thereafter, the couple had a little bee baby they named, as you might guess, Battle Bee Jr.